Biblically-centered kids.
Hello! Today is a beautiful Monday, and we are excited to have you listening to the Biblically Centered Kids Podcast. This is Miss Danica.
And Mr. Johnny.
It's July 29th, 2024, and we are continuing our journey of 26 biblical family virtues, all the way from A to Z. Each week, we will cover a different virtue that tells us about God and how to be Christ-like. Our virtue for this week is virtue E. Virtue E says we exercise self-control with our words and actions, even when faced with temptation.
Self-control means having the power to manage your actions, words, and thoughts, especially when you're tempted to do something wrong. It's like having a superpower that helps you make the right decisions even when it's hard. Imagine self-control is like a shield.
Shields activated.
That protects us from making bad choices. It helps us think before we act and guides us to do what's right, even when it's not easy. When we have self-control, we can avoid saying or doing things that might hurt others or ourselves. Picture a superhero who has the power to stop and think before acting. That is what self-control does for us.
Self-control is important because it helps us stay on the right path and follow God's ways. When we exercise self-control, we can avoid making mistakes that hurt ourselves and others. The Bible tells us that self-control is a fruit of the Spirit, something that God helps us with when we follow Him. In Galatians 5:22-23, the Bible says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." This means that when we follow Jesus, the Holy Spirit helps us develop self-control and other good qualities in our lives.
Another verse that talks about self-control is Proverbs 25:28, and it says, "A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls." This verse shows us that without self-control, we are vulnerable and can easily be led into trouble. Self-control is like the walls of a castle. Just like the walls keep the castle safe from invaders, self-control keeps us safe from making bad choices. It's our defense against temptations and wrong actions.
Let's look at 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." This verse reminds us that God has given us the ability to have self-control. We don't have to be afraid because God's Spirit is with us, giving us the strength to make good choices.
In Titus 2:11-12, the Bible teaches us, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age." This means that God's grace helps us say no to things that are wrong and to live self-controlled lives that honor Him. Think of self-control like a muscle. The more we practice it, the more we work it out, the stronger it gets. With God's help, we can grow in self-control every day. It's like training for a race or practicing a sport. The more you do it, the better you become.
Self-control can be practiced in many ways. For example, when you feel angry and want to shout at someone, self-control helps you stay calm and speak kindly instead. Or when you want to eat too many sweets, self-control helps you make healthier choices. It's all about making decisions that align with God's word and showing love to others. Imagine you're in a situation where your friend is teasing you. You feel like shouting back, but instead you take a deep breath and speak kindly. That's self-control. Or think about a time when you really wanted to watch TV instead of doing your homework. Choosing to do your homework first is an example of self-control.
Self-control helps us live in a way that pleases God and shows love to others. It's a powerful tool that helps us make good choices in our everyday lives. Let's pray. God, we ask that you would help us cultivate the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Having self-control is something really hard to do, but we know that we need to develop it in order to pursue holiness well. We love you, and we want to make choices that honor you. Help us in times of temptation to be able to make the right choices to follow you and to protect ourselves. Thank you for second chances and opportunities. In Jesus' name,
amen. So, this week, let's focus on exercising self-control in our words and actions. Remember, self-control is a fruit of the Spirit, and God is always there to help us make the right choices. As we go through our week, let's pray and ask God to help us grow in self-control, just like Jesus showed us. Tune back in tomorrow for Old Testament Tuesday. And remember, let your parents know they can download some fun resources on biblical family virtue from biblicallycentered.com. Until next time.